The following paid program is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. We are indeed a Cumulus station. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
We'll be with you from 3 to 4 p.m. as your co-host. And, of course, it's about 80 degrees outside of our studios here in East Providence. It's about 85 in the studio. And today we're going to talk about some good things that happen here in the general area. And today we have the opportunity to talk about Adoption Rhode Island reflects on a year of life-changing work made possible certainly by compassionate people and certainly generous community partners. I personally believe, Rona, that every child should have a permanent home. And a home, of course, is a house. But every child should have someone that cares about them, that makes up that permanent home. We have two special guests in our studio today. Jen Foster, she's the development director and handles community relations. We also have Donna Rivera. She's a communications director. And we're going to be talking about young people out there that certainly would like to have a home and family members that care about them. I think that's important. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us here on AM 790 WPRV. And I'll start with you first, Jen. Tell us about the mission of Adoption Rhode Island.
Sure. Our mission, so we're a private independent organization, and our mission is to find, as you said, a permanent home and family for children who are in state foster care, and to surround those kids with love and hope and what it takes to take care of their well-being while they're in foster care and waiting for that permanent
and
family.
And security, I would and think. Security. A sense of security.
Absolutely.
What about ages?
So the ages of the kids, most of the kids that we're working with are school age, but they can range from very young to teenagers. But usually most of the kids we're working with are about school age.
At how many kids on an average do you have at any time that need placement at Adoption Rhode Island?
Adoption Rhode Island has about 200 children at any given time that are legally free for adoption and looking for forever families. And above that, there are about 2,000 children in Rhode Island foster care at any given time who are maybe have different goals other than adoption.
So now, what would those goals be in foster care if it's different than adoption?
Reunification with the birth parent is the primary other goal.
Folks, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, give us a call here at 437-5000. Or if you're calling outside of the Ocean State, call us at 1-888-345-0790. And we'd be happy to have our guest respond to your questions. I know that adoption is a very important topic of discussion. But let's talk about the values. Mm-hmm. Donna, I don't know if you or Jen would like to answer that question.
The values of our organization. So we care about kids, that kids' lives matter, that children should be at the center of all that we do, and every child really deserves a home, like you said, security, safety, love, and to know they're in a permanent place.
permanency is really part of our key focus. So in order to retain that permanency, Adoption Rhode Island offers quite a few support services for all children and families that are impacted by foster care and adoption. We have different support groups so that if a family is struggling with an adoption or if a child is in crisis, we're here to support you. We are there to prep the kids for adoption, to provide hope for them while they're waiting, and then to stay with them after adoption to make sure that the family is maintained and a permanent for
us. Let's start from the beginning. What actually would the process be? And I guess I'm asking from two standpoints. I'm asking from the standpoint of the adoptee and the adoptor. Someone is interested in adopting a child. What do they do?
We always recommend that they come to our information meetings, which are held in our office once a month. And those are casual meetings where we go through the process. We tell the...
no obligation, correct?
Exactly. No, just come. You don't even have to make a reservation. Just come to the meeting, learn more about the process, learn about the children in care. The children that we deal with, as Jen said, are predominantly school-age kids that are in Rhode Island foster care with a goal of adoption. So you come to an information meeting, you learn about the kids, you learn about some of the things that they might have gone through. Children are removed from their homes for multiple reasons, whether it be abuse, neglect, or death of a biological parent.
They are removed by the state?
They're removed by the state. It can be for multiple reasons. They are then put into the system and counseled, and it
How
is determined whether
that's gotta
it's,
be.
It's very frightening, and this information meeting will kind of give you a broad-based idea of what they've gone through. But you will be, if you decide to move forward, you will take parenting classes that will tell you even more specifically what the children have gone through.
Are there any financial qualifications that a family would have to have?
You need to be able to provide a roof over the child's head and obviously a bedroom for the child to sleep in. Obviously, you need to be able to feed them. And
you have to do a lot of reference checking, I would think, because there are a lot of bad people out there, unfortunately.
Well, that's where the Department of Children, Youth, and Families comes in, because Adoption Rhode Island is really just the kind of the liaison. So we provide support and information and advocacy for children and families. It's DCYF that actually does the main work of matching the children and making sure that all homes are safe.
And on the other hand, there's a lot of good people out there that care. They want to share what they have, and they want to raise a family. And I think that's important.
And while we're working with families to help them understand the process as they're interested in adopting a child, we're also working with the children to help them understand what happened. What happened? Understanding that this wasn't your fault. Helping to prepare for what it means to be adopted, what it means to have that permanency. So it's happening on, we have our staff and our team working to help these children overcome the trauma that they've experienced by being removed from their homes and what it's going to mean as they go forward. At the same time, we're working with families to help them understand this process and help them embrace the idea of expanding their family to adopt.
And where do the kids come from? Do the courts get involved in this? Do they assign them to you?
Oh, I would think so, sure.
Well, the referrals come to us from the Department of Children, Youth, and Families.
Right, and then the court does get involved when it comes to the goal of whether it be reunification with the birth family or adoption. So there's multiple opportunities for a birth family to do what's required, take classes, improve their situation so that they can get the child back, because obviously that's the ideal situation if it's a safe return. So the child just doesn't come get registered with us and then automatically assume that they're getting adopted. There's definitely a lot of work that we do with them to make sure that they are understanding what the problem, what the situation is, what their future might be.
What are the ages? Obviously, right up to the age of majority, but there are young girls, usually unmarried ones, will have babies and say, I can't take care of it, and they put the baby up for adoption. Do you have them that young?
We don't. We usually babies are usually, because most parents want to adopt a baby, babies are usually adopted through one of our sister, not a sister, but our another child welfare agency.
Another agency,
who focuses on infants.
So then to go back to my question, what ages typically are you handling?
Mm-hmm. And it varies completely, but like Jen said, mostly school age, 5 to 18, 19. Mm-hmm. Occasionally there'll be a sibling group that might have a younger child than a child younger than 5, mm-hmm. but it's typically school age kiddos.
And you should know, folks out there in our listening audience, that Adoption Rhode Island does not discriminate based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, disability, age, and sexual orientation in the delivery of their services, and, of course, their employees.
Now, where are you located? Because you talked about your informational meetings. Are you in Providence?
We're located in Providence. Our services, obviously, are statewide. We are located in Providence, and there are scheduled meetings during the year in the southern part of the state.
In South County as well, yes.
Okay.
When you talk about generous community partners, who you're actually talking about, Jen?
So we couldn't do what we do without the help of, as you talk about, partners. So obviously it's our families that are looking to adopt, but it's also the partners that are helping us, like you, to get the word out to families to think about adopting. So a couple of our partners, NBC10 is a huge partner. Cardi's Furniture is one of our wonderful partners. It's organizations like that that are helping to spread the word. And then it's donors and it's grant funders who are making it possible to do the work that makes sure that kids are supported and taken care of and safe, and that we can advocate for them through the whole adoption journey, from the point when they come to us to the point that they're adopted and beyond, because we also, as Donna mentioned, offer support services at the other end for any child who's been adopted or touched by foster care and any family, to keep families together.
Certainly the both of you should be commended for making an enormous impact on children's lives. It's got to be very satisfying.
Do you feel good when you go home at night most of the time?
You know, what's great about our Adoption Rhode Island family is that we do get together to talk about the good times, but we also share the bad times, mm-hmm. and we support each other, mm-hmm. because it's not, every day isn't easy, every day isn't happy. Mm-hmm. So we are there for each other and we talk it through to make sure that next time this happens, we might do something different.
You might find some young people that you wish you could take home,
yes.
That they really need a
spot. Haven't you?
It is a challenge or a danger of the job, but I think most of the employees who are adoptive mm-hmm. parents adopted their children first and then realized how passionate we are about adoption, mm-hmm. and then we became employees. So
we are speaking with Adoption Rhode Island. We'd love to have you call in at 437-5000, out of state, toll free 1-888-345-0790. We're going to take a short break, but the conversation will continue.
You're listening to AM 790 WPRV.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Miracle Method has the answer to your ugly tubs, tile, and countertops. It's called refinishing. Whether a surface is worn out, damaged, hard to clean, or simply the wrong color, Miracle Method has the refinishing solutions to make it look and feel like new in just a couple of days at a fraction of the cost of messy remodeling. Call Miracle Method today at 401-751-0487 or log on to miraclemethod.com or just swing by the showroom to see our work and what we can do for you.
Hi, folks. Kevin here from Bruno & Co. Auctioneers. Join us Saturday, September 16th for our Fall Antiques and Fine Art Auction at our gallery at 63 4th Avenue in Cranston. The doors open for preview at 8 a.m., pre-sale at 10, and our live and online sale at noon. Our auctions are great fun for both buyers and sellers, and remember, we are always looking to buy or consign interesting objects. Just call us at 533-9980 or visit our website, brunoandco.com.
That's BRUNEAU.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-588-0769. 800-588-0769. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-588-0769.
Don't think business is changing fast? Today, instead of hailing a cab, you click an app. The fastest growing retailer doesn't even have a store, and your next pizza may be delivered to your office by a drone. At Bloom Shapiro, we help businesses prepare for a future that's traveling at hyperspeed. Bloom is the largest independent business advisory firm based in New England. Changes in workforce, regulations, technology are hurtling toward you. Our breadth of experience goes well beyond our acclaimed audit and tax services to encompass everything from proven business strategies to advanced technology. Bloom's decades of research, expertise, and industry-specific experience is unmatched, bolstered by access to an unparalleled network of local and global resources. At Bloom, we believe change creates opportunity, no matter how fast it comes. Bloom, in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Greater Boston. Bloom Shapiro. The passion to unlock potential.
Don't miss the second annual Classic Car and Truck Show sponsored by Courtesy Auto Group, East Coast Collision, and Stevy Street Transportation to benefit the John Martin Foundation this September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at McCoy Stadium. Come for the cars, the trucks, entertainment, prize giveaways, raffles, food trucks, and lots of family fun. Admission is free to everyone. Proceeds benefit the John Martin Foundation, a nonprofit charitable organization. Log on to www.johnmartinfoundation.org for details.
Another season of Brown football is here. On Saturday, September 16th, the Brown Bears will start their 2017 campaign playing host to local rival Bryant at Brown Stadium, presented by Coca-Cola. Kickoff is scheduled for 12:30 p.m. and tickets are on sale now. Call 863-2773 or visit brownbears.com. Be part of the action on the east side as Brown welcomes back students and recognizes all Brown faculty and staff. Brown versus Bryant, Saturday, September the 16th. Purchase your tickets today. BrownBears.com. Go Bruno.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Thank you, Meyer. She's our producer for today's broadcast. And welcome back. You're listening to Service Matters here on AM 790 WPRV. Special thank you to our sponsor, the Navigant Credit Union, your community credit union and mine. And, of course, their corporate office is located in Smithfield, Rhode Island. Rona, this is a credit union that's rich in history.
Absolutely.
They began back in 1915.
Yes, they started up in Central Falls.
Yes.
And they, as I remember, they started in Central Falls, a bunch of French people who had immigrated there and could not get bank loans, so they started putting in their money and loaning money to each other. And that's how the credit union started. And here we are in 2017, and they are at 16 branches and about ready to expand again.
Well, actually, they are the second largest credit union in the state of Rhode Island.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, they're the 130th largest credit union in the nation. Can you imagine that? They were established in 1915, and they've grown to over 263 employees.
But they still act like that small group of people, and that's why they're so successful.
And I know that their philosophy continues, people helping people. We're talking to a couple of folks here who are helping young people. And when I think about Rotary, an organization we're very much involved in, we're talking about an organization that has a motto, service above self. Mm-hmm. And folks, Navigant Credit Union, they deserve an A-plus health rating, no doubt about it. Let's get back to the generous community partners. We really didn't cover the full span of what they actually do with help and support. And we're going to ask Donna if she could respond and add to what we talked about earlier.
Sure. We can never mention all of the community partners because the support that we get from the community is just amazing. But in addition to financial and educational support, our partners also do a lot for the kids. Mm-hmm. They Hasbro, for example, will host a holiday party every single year. They've been doing it since I've been there in 2008, where children...
Another party I wasn't invited to.
We'll get you adopted, Dave.
You adopt a child and you're in. But they hold this party every single year, and it's an opportunity for children who are waiting in foster care to meet families who are also waiting to adopt children and just interact in a casual environment. Every child goes home with a gift, and kids have an opportunity to reconnect with siblings that they might be currently separated in care with.
Hasbro is such a great community partner for a lot of organizations.
It truly
is. Do they have this party right at their facility in Pawtucket?
We have it. It has been held at Pawtucket. We have it's grown so much that we are moving it to different spots. But it's not only just siblings, because that's another sad point, is that there are a lot of siblings that are in foster care, separated in care, that don't get to see each other a lot. But it's also kids that might have grown up in the same group home and they haven't seen each other for a while, or kids that have come to Adoption Rhode Island since they've been in care and they've become friends. They've
so it's a reunion as well.
It's beautiful. And that's not the only party. I mean, they do sibling events. They do game nights for us.
We certainly thank them very much. I know you have another partner called Wendy's.
Wendy's, which is part of the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, has been a supporter of adoption, obviously, for years and years and years. They do multiple fundraisers for us. The biggest one is the Frosties coupon book fundraiser that is held at Wendy's, where you can buy a coupon book for $1 and get 8 free Frosties. They do that for us every single year, and the community really embraces it, and the give back is...
They do that in holiday time?
They do it typically spring. In spring, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Donna, and also Jen, we're going to ask you to hold your thoughts. We're going to get back to you. Right now, we have our sponsor on the telephone line right now.
Everything
Navigant
stops.
Credit Union. And, of course, I mentioned earlier they're rich in history. They began back in 1915. He wasn't there, but he's here today. Tim Draper, thank you for joining us.
Hey everybody. You really don't ever have to stop the show for me. I can always hang on.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I have in front of me last Sunday's Westerly Sun newspaper.
Oh.
And on the money and business section, the lead item is Navigant Seeks South County Foothold, talking about the proposed purchase of the Chartway Federal Credit Union branch in Wakefield. You coming down my way?
Yes, we are, Rona. You asked for it. You got it.
Yay.
Actually, it's a deal that's been in the works for a little bit of time. Our friends at Chartway Credit Union, who are a very successful Virginia-based credit union, very similar in size and scope as Navigant Credit Union, shares a common set of values and the way we treat our communities and our employees and our members. And, you know, they recognized that being 700 miles away in Virginia was difficult to manage a single branch up here in Rhode Island, which came to them as part of a merger, I think, about 20 years ago. So they were they didn't want to close the branch down and leave all the members in a lurch, and they didn't want to have to lay anybody off or make them unemployed. So they went looking for a partner, and our CEO Gary Furtado, who you guys know and who is an awesome guy,
yes, he is.
He met up with Brian Schools, the chairman and CEO, the CEO and president of Chartway, and they kind of got to know each other a little bit, explored the possibility, and here's where we are today. We're waiting for some regulatory approvals. Those things have to go through. And, of course, the membership at Chartway Rhode Island branch, they all need to have their say in this, too.
And leave it up to a Rotarian from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Gary Furtado,
yep,
steps up to the plate
steps just up to the plate. So we're excited. We're gonna get 3,200 new members. Hopefully, if that's their desire, we're gonna get their entire staff, which is great. We met them the other day at a company picnic that we had up here, and we brought them in. And
another party Dave missed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Dave was saying he misses a lot of parties. Another party he missed, the company picnic.
Sorry about that, Dave. You know,
well, that's okay.
And chowders was very good.
Tim, not a problem. I will be at the party on the 15th of December.
Yes, we're gonna you guys are coming here for another on-site.
Broadcast live right from your corporate office over there at Smithfield, Rhode Island. We're excited about that.
Correct. It'll be good. So we're excited, Rona, to come down your way.
Absolutely.
I think it's hopefully a step one towards developing a broader brand presence in the entire state. And, you know, we'll see where we go from here. But we're very excited.
Well, I'm sure South County will welcome you with open arms. They're a very welcoming area, and we could use your brand of people helping people down there.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to make that happen.
Very good.
And if you're down there, don't miss that balloon festival.
I won't miss the balloon festival,
it's
but I tell you, Brickley's is around the corner from that branch, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's right.
Tim, anything new happening at Navigant beside that article in the paper?
You know, Dave, that's the big news for us right now, and I think that's a lot to digest for folks, but we're pretty excited about it. Look for the final transaction, hopefully to be done in the beginning of December.
Thank you so much, Tim Draper, for joining us here on AM 790.
Have a great weekend.
And you too.
You too. Thanks, Tim.
Take care. Bye now.
And again, our telephone number is 437-5000, or if you'd like to call outside of the Ocean State, maybe you're driving someplace in Attleboro. Or folks, maybe you might have had that honor and privilege of being an adopted person. Maybe you'd like to call in and share your experience with us on the air while we're talking to two fine guests, Jen Foster and Donna Rivera. And I guess telephone number again, 437-5000. Let's get back to the topic of discussion.
I have a question, and mm-hmm. It could be for either one of you. I know years ago, and I'm going way back, but years ago, adoption was very hush-hush. And you couldn't find out anything, and records were sealed. But now we're in a different era, and you've got the internet, and you have people who grow up and say, I'm adopted, I want to find out who my birth parents are, maybe for medical records, maybe just out of curiosity. How does that work now? Do you have HIPAA laws? Is it easier? How can you help?
So a couple years ago, some Adoption Rhode Island, along with some other child welfare agencies, enacted some legislation that allows children that have been adopted to obtain their original birth certificate after the age of 25. So they can simply go down to the family court, get their original birth certificate, and find out who their parents are, which is amazing. In addition, there's the Rhode Island Family Court has a system where if a birth parent wants to find out about the child that they have had been put up for adoption, they can register their name. If a child then wants to find out about their birth parent, they can register their name. And if both parties wanted, you know, if it worked out that both parties wanted to find out, then they can be reunited. DCYF really handles all of the records, so we don't have to, we don't get involved with that, but we're certainly there to support and to help any adopted child who wants to try to find their birth parents.
That must be tough for the parents who adopted and find out that the biological parents
want
to reunite.
You would think, however, our philosophy, because as the times progress, the idea of private adoptions and closed adoptions has moved on to let's consider an open adoption wherein the birth parent gives the right to tell the child who they are, their identity, and to find them because if the child, you know, a child becomes a teenager, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, they're searching for their identity, whether they're adopted or whether they're biological.
Yeah, it's a tough time.
And mm-hmm. they want to learn more about themselves. So the idea is don't deny them the opportunity to find out what their roots are. If they find their birth parents, that's just one other set of people to love them. And
they
how
get
many
two parents that love them exactly. instead of one. That's mm-hmm. great.
And for adoptive parents to realize that opportunity only enhances the child's mm-hmm. life, it's a beautiful thing, and it's something that we totally support. Of course, you know, it's an individual decision, but the opportunity to open the child up to that is really, you're doing the child a great justice.
You know, so, I've asked this question of nurses. We had some nurses here that worked in home hospice. How do you not take it home with you? How do you not get involved? I guess I'm going to ask you the same thing for different reasons. You're meeting all these kids. How do you not take it home, take it to heart, get involved? I'm sure there are some kids that just grab onto your heartstrings.
There absolutely are, and that's how great our team of recruiters and our permanency and recruitment team is, because they are fully invested in these children, and they know that they want to find the family that will work out for this, for that child.
And there is approximately about 150 plus children in Rhode Island involved in state care that you're trying to find homes for.
At any given point, there's up to 200 people.
That's quite a few.
Yep, there is.
Quite a few. And I know that, Jen, we have something in common. We both were born in Medford, Massachusetts.
That's right.
And
that's right.
We can relate to Stoneham, Massachusetts.
And to Stoneham, Massachusetts, that's right.
I graduated from Stoneham High School. Obviously, we didn't graduate the same time. You're much older than I am. I'm only kidding, folks. The fact is that we are in the helping people business. Mm-hmm. And I think this is absolutely terrific, Rhona, that we have a show like this. And I know people out there in the listening audience, I know that you care. I know that you would share. They must have some terrific stories. We could probably do more than an hour
I'm sure.
on a show like this.
I'd like to talk for a moment, though, about the timeline. From the time a couple comes to you and goes to one of your informational meetings and then says, yeah, we'd like to go forward. Now you send them to parenting class, as you said. Mm-hmm. Without being very exact, from the time they come in till hopefully they're matched, what are they looking at?
It's not 24 hours.
It's not 24 hours.
It's not. It's a very individual process. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the age of the child that the parents are looking for, the level of acceptance that they're willing to take. There are some children that have experienced trauma. Some parents don't want a child that's experienced trauma. Some children are what we call legal risk, which means that there's a chance that they might go back to their biological parents. If you have very strict guidelines, you want a 4-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy, you're going to wait a lot longer.
Are there people that actually come in and ask for that specifically?
Well, I'm just using that hypothetically, but, you know, people want what they want.
Or they want them to look like their family.
They might.
You want to think about the right fit for your family, whatever that might be.
Right. And when you're starting the process, you automatically think, I want the youngest child mm-hmm. I can get. And then when my social worker came to me and said, I have a boy who's 24 months, my question was, can I still hold him? Is he small enough to hold?
Do you have a boy that does very good in basketball?
Exactly.
You know, I'm sure sports comes into the picture
exactly.
for some parents, but that's not the top priority.
Right, if you're so willing to consider...
But Donna, going back to what you said, when you said, can I still hold him? So you have adopted.
I have 3 adopted children, yes.
All from this care. Organization?
All from state foster care, yes.
Wow.
So, and what are their ages?
Well, we were fortunate to get them at a pretty young age. They're now 7... 11 and 12. And
are they typical siblings? They kill each other and
they love each other except when they don't. Yes.
I see. Yeah.
Do you ever have a situation or a scenario where you've got 3 youngsters from the same family? Do they get adopted with separate parents or
it depends on the situation. If the clinical workers who work with the children think that it's healthy for the children to live together, we absolutely absolutely will try to keep siblings together at all costs.
To sometimes grow up with their brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Especially if they don't have their biological parents.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yep. But to get back to how long it takes, so if you're willing to consider an older child or a child that might have some medical needs, it can take, the classes are 10 weeks. It can take 9 months at mm-hmm. the shortest. It can take a few years if you want to be, you know, more selective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but that also proves that people are very serious about it if
Absolutely.
They hang in. And I know I asked you this off the air, but I want to ask you on air because I think it's so important. How completely are the prospective parents screened?
So we work, DCYF does the screening and does the licensing for all foster parents. But we work with them. We have meetings. We have support groups. So that we're with them 100% of the way, both before and after the adoption process.
Do they ever turn people down?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good. That's good, because obviously it means that they're not adequate
Absolutely.
To do this.
Please hold that thought. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Service Matters, and today we're talking about adoption Rhode Island. It's a life-changing scenario, no doubt about it. Hurry back, folks. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
With the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report, I'm Charlie Pellett. Fewer people watched the opening week of NFL coverage than they did last year. A decline TV execs chalk up to Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. Cable news channels and the Weather Channel almost tripled their audiences in primetime and grew fourfold during the day, according to data from the networks, drawing fans away from football. A drop in viewing last year caused consternation at league offices and major media companies that count on the NFL to deliver the biggest audiences on TV. ESPN's College Game Day will broadcast from Times Square next week. It's the first time the popular pregame roadshow travels to New York City. It is the 81st location in 25 years for the show. Crunch Fitness has been bulking up. The gym brand says it hit 1 million members. It has got more than 225 locations across 24 states. And that's the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report. I'm Charlie Pellett.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell Advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A research company had lots of data, maybe too much data. It's a classic case of data overload. So CDW orchestrated a game-changing technology transformation for them using Intel-powered servers, notebooks, and tablets. Now they can analyze big data faster and turn data overload into data insights. Accelerated insights by Intel. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/intel. CDW. People who get it.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's TAKL.com.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Yes, we're back at Service Matters. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann, and today we're talking about adoption Rhode Island and how it has an effect on life-changing attitudes. And I know that I'd like to give a little push to the Providence Children's Museum. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary, and of course they have a big function that's coming up on Friday, October 13th. You certainly got time to prepare. Friday the 13th is a scary time for a lot of people.
Nah.
But this is going to be an anniversary gala.
And they're going to be with us next week,
and
right,
we,
in the studio.
And we'll have them in our studio, and we'll be chatting with them about all the good things that they do. Carolyn Payson, the executive director, will be joining us. But again, we'd like to give a little boost. Friday, October 13th, that's 2017. From 6:30 p.m., that's when it begins, over at the Providence Biltmore here in Providence, Rhode Island. Carol Peterson will also be joining us. She's an honorary chairperson. We look forward to that. Right now, let's get back to Adoption Rhode Island.
But before we
do, our final segment, and let's present a little pen as a thank you, token of appreciation to our guest.
Yes, I'd like to give a boost to the guy who gave us the pens, Len Cermonti. He is the Vice President of Business Development for Payden & Company. They're out of East Greenwich, Rhode Island, but actually they work all over the country. They provide advertising specialties of every kind, and they have given us our official Service Matters pens. Will be used at the Winter Olympics.
And we appreciate that healthy donation. And let's get back to our guests, Jen Foster and Donna Rivera. They both are very much involved in development procedures, community relations, communications directors. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but there probably are some things that you would like to discuss.
You've got a special program that you wanted to mention.
Well, and I want to just touch on something you said. I was really excited to hear you say the Providence Children's Museum is going to be here next week because, like, we share value. You talked about values, and organizations like ours and the Providence Children's Museum really share values. We just came off of the Providence Children's Museum hosting our Heart Gallery for 2 months, which is the second year that they've done it for several years.
Give a 1 minute explanation.
The Heart Gallery.
That's
so the
just
Heart
great.
Gallery is it was a great reminder of what's coming up for us. The Heart Gallery is our way of showing the community the beautiful children that are waiting for adoption. And this has been, it's a 13th year that we're going into 13, for our Heart Gallery. 13th year.
In the mall, correct?
It travels all over the state. So what happens is we have 11 or 12 wonderful photographers who donate their time right around this time of year. And children are given a beautiful photo shoot. A portrait is created. We have a partner in printmakers in Pawtucket that helps us create these beautiful portraits that are displayed and hosted all over the state. The Children's Museum, I said, recently just had the portraits there for 2 months. And it's a way for people to see that and begin to imagine these are children who could be part of our family. It raises wonderful awareness. And what's coming up for us, it's exciting. In November, it's National Adoption Month. And we have lots of special events and things happening that month. But one of the highlights and the anchor of that month is our State House event, where each year the new Heart Gallery, this year I believe it'll be 19 or 20 new portraits, will be unveiled to the public at this event. It's a beautiful event. It's a open to the public event. It's at the Rhode Island State House. So when you talked about the Children's Museum, it sort of triggered that train of thought.
Why don't you give that date and time once again?
November 16th, Thursday night, November 16th,
5 to 7 p.m. at the State House.
So go back to this program. Sure. I know I interrupted you,
That's
but
okay.
I did want to give a boost
and
to
so
the
now
Heart
we have
Gallery.
And we have a Brit. So the Heart Gallery, that was really important. But we also, I did want to say, you also, when we talked about values, you know, we believe that every child deserves a family, every family deserves support, and no child should age out of the system at age 18 alone. And so we've just begun a new initiative in partnership with the Department of Children, Youth, and Families to work with young people who are at risk to age out without that support and without permanency of a family, to help connect them to adults who care and can help with life skills and learning how to be an adult in transition, and also to help with their education to make sure that these kids are graduating from high school and that there's a path for them to continue on in the
future. That's great. So it's not an end of the road once they're adopted.
Right.
You know, you both mentioned Tuesday's Child during the program, mm-hmm. and I had sent a couple of emails to Patrice Wood from Channel 10 hoping she might call in, but I know she's busy at this time because she anchors the 5:30, 6 o'clock news, so she probably does not have the opportunity. But for those people who may not be familiar, can you just explain what it is and how long Patrice has been doing it? It's a long time, I know.
Since before I started in 2008, Patrice has been hosting Tuesday's Child. She has vested interest in adoption, but the program itself has been going on even prior to that. But it's a feature on WJAR News on Tuesdays during the 5 o'clock news and during the noontime news, mm-hmm. where she meets with children that are hoping for adoption, and she spends some time with them during a fun activity, gets to know them, gets to talk to them, and lets them give an opportunity to show the public what their personality is and what they're hoping for in a family.
Does every state have their own adoption group?
Yes, there's an adoption exchange for every state. Adoption Rhode Island is the licensed adoption adoption exchange for Rhode Island. But most states have, all states have an exchange, and most of them have a program similar to Tuesday's Child. But to have Patrice mm-hmm. on our team is just amazing.
Let's go back to how people can contact you if they're mm-hmm. considering adoption. Someone may not have heard the beginning of the program. Mm-hmm. They might be interested, and let's repeat it.
Sure. You call us at 401-865-6000. Visit our website at adoptionri.org. Certainly follow us on social media, mm-hmm. facebook.com/adoptionri, twitter.com/adoptionri, linkedin.com.
And are there pictures of the kids on there as well?
On our website, we have pictures. There's a photo listing of the children currently free for adoption.
And I bet a lot of them stay friends as they grow older. They have something in common.
They totally do. Mm-hmm. In fact, even children, after they age out, whether they've been adopted or not, will stop into the Adoption Rhode Island office always, because we are the one constant that have been with them throughout their entire lives.
Well, you've got three children you have adopted. How do they feel about being adopted?
They are more than happy to talk to other people about adoption and how... and Adoption Rhode Island, and how much better it made their lives, and about the children that are waiting for adoption and how other people can just help them, whether they're willing to adopt or not. Everybody mm-hmm. has something to give to a child in foster care. So
wonderful
philosophy.
You don't
have to adopt to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely wonderful. How else can people help you? Maybe they don't want to adopt or can't mm-hmm. adopt. How else can they help your organization?
I'm so glad you asked that, because people ask me all the time, what can I do? What can I do? Well, obviously, monetary support is always important. So we're always, donations make a difference. Donations help
sure.
us to provide, to do the work that we do. But people can help by, at Christmas time, we have a holiday drive where people can donate gifts that we then are given to kids who are in state care who might not have a happy holiday without that. People can support in terms of considering being mentors for young people. We always need volunteers. So there's lots of different ways that
volunteers
people can be.
To do what specifically?
So volunteers can help us with special projects, can help us at some of our some events potentially where we need assistance with. We hold events throughout the year for kids, or our fundraising events, which are very important. So the best thing to do is, again, be in touch with us at that number. And we
give
can
us that number and that website.
It is 865-6000 and adoptionri.org.
And I bet that there are a lot of organizations like Rotary, like Lions, like mm-hmm. Kiwanis Clubs, mm-hmm. women's organizations, men clubs. I bet they could
speakers.
Jump in
yeah.
and do what they yeah. can.
Or go out and speak. Yeah. I assume yeah. either
speakers?
Or both would
yep.
love to speak.
We would love to get out there and spread the word. And on the other side of it, particularly when we talk about these older children, older teens, to have speakers come in from the community and talk with young people about
what
their future
idea.
and
their
motivation.
Professions.
Exactly. I will say I want to do kind of, you mentioned some Lions Club and Rotary are two, have been wonderful partners with us through the years. So we're proud.
I'm not surprised. Are you, Dave?
No, I'm not. What else can we do?
The Masons. Yeah. We have some really great partners. We'll never be able to say them all, but you named a few of them, so I think it's important to
And again, I know you want to thank Channel 10. You want to thank Cardi's. You want to thank Hasbro and Wendy's and all your partners.
So many partners. There's so many we'll never partners name them all, but they're...
How about a final comment? We'll start with you, Jen.
Well, I think it goes back to what you just said. People ask all the time, what can I do to help? And just to consider becoming involved, consider giving us a call, consider learning more.
Final comment.
I think that there's a lot of misconception about children in foster care out there, that they're troubled, that they're bad news, that they're in foster care because they're bad kids. But they were put in foster care by no fault of their own. They're children that are experiencing abuse, neglect, and they need help to move forward. So please don't think about foster children as being bad kids.
Those are terrific comments, mm-hmm. Donna, and I thank you. And I thank you for stepping up to the plate to adopt three yourself. That's terrific. And I know that you folks are doing some terrific work. We certainly appreciate the fact that you came to the studio.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and you can spread the good word.
Yeah, I know when I first spoke with Jen on the phone, she said, what made you call us? And then she said, there aren't enough people out there that know about us. And that's one of the major reasons you wanted to come in. And again, folks, you don't have to adopt to help. You absolutely don't have to adopt to help. It's not a commitment. It's a commitment if you adopt, certainly. But it's not an obligation to see how you can get involved. Mm-hmm. How many are in your office?
I know it's...
They both gave the same ooh.
Nobody's there today. I tried to call.
You tried...
It's ever-changing, especially with the new programs. But there's about 25 of us.
Say, 25.
Oh, you have a good-sized staff. Yeah, yeah, there's so another Christmas party you won't be invited to, Dave.
Well, we're working on that.
I think so.
So let's talk about our show next week.
Okay, well, you're the one who's bringing in the guests, people from the Children's Museum.
The Providence Children's Museum, and of course, they're celebrating 40 years, and we're looking forward to having them here. They, too, are in the helping people business. And Ron and I were talking before we went on the air today about a show. We're going to invite some guests to come in and join us as we close in on Veterans Day, and we're going to invite three or four people that actually are recipients of the Purple Heart. We wanted to thank them. We wanted to give our listening audience an opportunity to thank them as well. Well, that's going to wrap up our show today for Service Matters. That song that you hear in the background is called Service Matters.
No, it isn't. That song you hear is called Wonderful World.
It's another name for What a Wonderful World. And it's a wonderful world because of people like our guests that join us today. We certainly thank you both for the good work that you do. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
And we're bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence. We say to each and every one of you, do what you can to help others out, and especially Adoption Rhode Island. Step up to the plate, give them a call, and see if you can do something to help a youngster out. I think that's what we're here, folks. That's what we're here for, is to do the best we can to help others. Go forth to serve. Do it with a smile on your face. And do it with the dignity that it deserves.
See you next week.
Have a good weekend.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces.
Imus in the Morning, Yankees Baseball and Brown Sports, AM 790, WPRV Providence, a Cumulus station.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat screen TV?